And being in the month of March, we know that a lot of theater is taking place. There's a lot opening, a few closing, and some ongoing. And one of the opening is at Ignite Community Theater when the play Scotland Road will be opening this weekend, this Friday, and it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the next 3 weekends. Ignite Community Theater at 10814 East Broadway in Spokane Valley. Scotland Road could be a name that could mean almost anything, and so we'll kind of set the name aside for a minute until we get to that, and say good morning to Kat Heath. Hello, Kat.
Good morning. Hello.
Directing this play. When you run into somebody and they say, "What are you doing?" You say, "I'm directing a play." And they say, "What's it about?" What do you tell them?
Scotland Road is a play about the Titanic, or a survivor of the Titanic. Basically, what happens is, 80 years after the sinking of the Titanic, they find a 30-year-old woman on an iceberg in the middle of the Atlantic, dressed in period clothing, and the only word she says is Titanic. Is she a survivor of the Titanic? If she is, how could she be? Because she's only 30, and it's 80 years after the tragedy.
Wow, so we already have kind of a surrealistic setup of what's reality and what's not.
Yes, very much so. No one really is who they say they are, maybe. It's a very intriguing piece. There's an element of mystery to it the whole show. You're not exactly sure what's going on.
Or maybe who's sane and who's insane?
Yes.
And so if you're going to wonder who's sane and insane, you need a psychologist. And Lynn Noel, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand you're our resident psychologist.
Today, yes. Yeah. Everybody beware.
Yeah. The name of Halbrecht, is that to sound very Freudian and serious in a certain way?
There is a lot of Freudian thought behind mm-hmm. this play. And if audiences can catch it all, I think they can tie together all sorts of clues that are dotted throughout the play.
And so it is, you know, the worst thing we can do, so let's do it, is the two or three word description. So this is it's a whodunit, it's a mystery play, it's a seat of the, you know, front of your chair, exciting play. What's a few adjectives we put to this play?
Okay. It's
that are safe to use.
It's actually, I'm going to do way more than just one or two words. It's something where we give the audience some leverage to make their own decisions about what's actually gone on in it. And even at the end, we're hoping that people will not be certain of what has transpired.
So with any luck, they'll go out arguing with each other.
Hopefully.
That's the goal.
They'll talk about it all the way home.
Talking to the director and one of the cast members of the play, Scotland Road, which opens at Ignite Community Theater this Friday. So Lynn, as Halbrecht, do you have a few things to say to somebody somewhere in this play, as in what you brought along?
Yes, this is a four-person cast, and I have interactions with everybody, not extensively with one particular person, but the short scene that I'm about to do is with the man who has been talking with the woman who's been found, and I'm giving him information that he hasn't had before.
So let's hear it. This
ready
is
for this?
Lynn Noel as Halbrecht.
There are others. Clipping. Last year, last survivor of the Titanic dies. Stamford, England, Mr. A.L. Richardson, age 3 at the time of the disaster. You took that last for granted. This one. Miss Frances Kittle, number 2, Cape Race, Algonquin, Maine. Listed F. Kittle, a survivor on the Carpathia's Manifest, April 15th, 1912. Her name disappears off the survivor lists in 1966, but she didn't die. She just stopped responding to inquiries. She's alive, living at number 2, Cape Race, Algonquin, 60 miles from here. I talked to her. I told her. She said she wanted to come here. She's frail. She's in a wheelchair. She has a nurse with her at all times. She wouldn't see me at first. And then she did. I showed her everything we have. She very much wants to see Winifred.
And that's a scene, a short bit from Scotland Road, done by Lynn Noel, as Hulbrecht, the psychologist. Your character is really interesting already in your character's seeming role in this story, because one, I guess I care to think of as a psychologist by trade, as a doubter, as somebody who is going to be ruling things out. And if I can extrapolate from this scene, you seem to be willing to rule things in.
I think that would be an accurate description. Oh, there's so many things I'd like to say, Vern, that I just don't want to give too much away. But yes, there is a person of strength observing people and providing some information at different times as needed, and then the other three respond to the information they're given. And
yeah, and so you seemingly, you know, from a theatrical point of view, have this role as the, I don't know, as almost the stage manager in our town or something, as the somehow wise person overlooking it. Is that, I don't know. What do you think, Kat?
Maybe. I think a lot of it depends on how you take the characters. There is so much interpretation open in this script to what's going on, who's in control, who's not in control. So a lot of it will depend on the audience. I know each actor has their own reality. It's a show that very much lends itself to each actor having their own reality, and it doesn't matter if they fit with the other person's reality. So I think it will depend on which reality the audience wants to believe in.
Let's go one by one through the other three characters. I mean, we've already met Hulbrecht, the psychologist, played by Lynn Noel. And then you've alluded to the woman who, again, to repeat that because it's too absurd, she's been on an iceberg for 80 years, but she's only 35. Is that her story?
That is correct. That is her story.
Yes.
What condition is she in? Is she nourished and healthy?
Yes, she is several of those things. She certainly doesn't appear to be not to be thriving, but there are anomalies in her examination that, no, I'm not going to tell you right now.
But most importantly, is she does not speak. For a large chunk, she does not speak.
So talk about that from a director's point of view. I assume she's appearing there, and so does she express simply by looks she gets on her face or body movements or what?
Yes. Most of the show is the man interrogating her. And if she can understand him, if she hears him, how she responds to that, if she understands him.
And what do we want to say about the man interrogating her? What can we let out beyond that fact?
His name is John.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man who is looking for answers.
Yes. And has ties to this particular disaster.
Now, I assume that if this woman was found on an iceberg, this takes place on a boat, right? On a ship?
No.
Okay, there we go. So you've already blown another assumption. Okay, so physically, you surely can say this. How does the woman get from the iceberg to the land to have this play?
She is found by Norwegian fishermen.
Oh, I see.
And taken ultimately to the United States. But
she's either found by the Norwegian fishermen or allegedly found by the Norwegian fishermen.
Oh, you're good at this, Vern.
I'm already reading that in. Okay, and then the fourth character, Frances Kittle. That's who you were referring to earlier as the woman who's 60 miles, in your monologue, is the woman who's 60 miles away or whatever.
That's correct. And she is, as far as everybody knows, the last survivor of the Titanic, which confuses the issue even more about the young woman then. What is she?
And certainly in the last 30 years, we've all been fascinated by so many Titanic stories, not the least of which is the movie and the very fact that we're right at the end of when somebody could have survived. Because what was it, 1912?
1912.
Was the Titanic. And so let's go back to you, Kat, because you're directing this. Other than simply reading the script and Jeffrey Hatcher's script and trying to figure out from the words in the script, what did you bring to it? You talked about being a 17-year-old kid seeing the movie four times and all these things.
I tried to distance myself from the film. It's almost impossible to, just because it is such a part of our culture now. Mm-hmm. But when you look at when the play was written, I think it was 91 or 92. The Titanic had only been discovered in, I think it was 1985. So if you look at what they knew about the Titanic in 90, when Jeffrey Hatcher was most likely writing this play, there was a lot of mystery still out there. The movie, in Titanic in 97, that really exposed a lot of the story. It shared so many stories. People got interested in it again. So when I was directing, I very much tried to think of what it would have been like in 91 to be writing this play, to be in that era where everything is still new, is still fresh, is still terrifying.
And hence even this timeline that you established, that since he wrote it in 91, 92, and the woman was supposedly, so that was 80 years after the Titanic. That happened. It's in two acts with an intermission, or is it one continuous psychodrama?
We do with two acts and an intermission.
You have that choice?
Yes, the director has, or the playwright has offered that choice to theaters to do it as one piece, but we chose to do it in two.
What are the pros and cons of that?
The pros are it gives the audience a chance to sit and think. Act one ends with a very, very interesting scene, a very shocking scene. And so it will give the audience a time to recharge. And going into act two, they have so many questions going on. They're going to want to stay. They're going to want to be there. They are going to want to find out. The cons are you lose that motivation. I love plays that are all in one piece, but this one I felt needed that intermission to give the audience a chance to breathe.
This is Scotland Road, which, as we've been describing, has to do with aftermath of the Titanic. It opens this Friday the 10th, and it's 10th and 11th, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2, repeating the same formula two more weekends, the 17th through the 19th, and the 24th through the 26th at Ignite Community Theater, 10814 East Broadway. And then when this is all said and done, what's happening in a month or two at Ignite? What do you know that happened to know?
I can't speak for the next play will be Casting for Murder, which has had auditions. We're looking at each other. I think the auditions are coming up actually next week. And they also do have an improv that goes on once a month.
Yeah, that's a new thing that was started.
Is
it finding an audience?
And I'm sorry, are we absorbed in Scotland Road? Perhaps,
so.
Yes.
Well, that's your job.
Forgive us, Ignite.
Well, yeah, because you two, theater people are mobile, aren't you? Because Lynn, you've been really involved also with Stage Left, haven't you?
I have, yes, indeed. And I'm very fortunate that this community is as welcoming in different places, and there's work to be done everywhere. So I'm fulfilling a lot of passions right now.
Nice. Lynn Noel playing the psychologist Halbrecht in the play Scotland Road, and Kat Heath directing it. Thanks both for coming in.